It's really like at the end of the day, how you feel about yourself. So I think the small step you could take is changing what you're thinking in your head. Like,
right. Start shifting those thoughts.
Totally. Always. Every day. Because it'll change everything.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Well, hello, Evans.
Hi, Lori.
Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where
everything's awesome.
And it's not even a question.
It's an answer.
It really is. And we are coming to you live. Actually,
from New York.
We're kind of not live.
Oh, yeah.
We're live right now. We're definitely alive and we're live together.
We're alive in our lives.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering is when they say live, like, oh, this isn't live. Technically, yeah. It was film live.
But it's not live right now.
No. And it's not even live when it is live on television because there's like a 2-minute delay to cut out F-bombs.
That's true. But there are going to be no F-bombs. In the next 30 seconds.
Not in the next 30 seconds. Oh, man. Do you know what I forgot to bring?
What?
When we were at the Bliss Project, we both got a gift that I did not share with you.
What?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It is a button. You know, like the easy button? It's in my room right now, and I'll get it for the next episode. So you have to remind me. What were we talking about where we need a button? Oh, for your wedding.
Yes. What was I going to say when I hit the button?
It was like, you're lucky you're even invited.
Boop, boop. Next.
Next. By the way, to all of her family members, that episode was fully me, not her.
You're all invited.
You're all invited. Maybe. You're all invited. Maybe. We'll see.
Find out.
We'll see. Yeah. It's like Santa's list. Yep.
Angie's list.
Evan's list. Angie's list. Okay, so what's been going on in your life, in your lifestyle?
My lifestyle feels busy and I'm really into naps on the weekends, I'd say.
Ooh, like a cat nap?
A little cat nap.
Do you have a cat costume?
I put on my cat costume.
Adam, look it. I put this costume on for you so I could nap.
So I could nap and I curl up. What are you into? What are you into, Lori?
Oh my God. So I'm into reading books about Leonardo da Vinci right now.
Really?
I know I'm a smart person.
Of course you're a smart person.
Well, I always knew that, but I mean, this is extra smart.
Yeah.
So
this is really up there on the smart
scale. Oh my, like way up. So I went to Boston for that mastermind. So we are in this mastermind where it's like, it's called Work Hard, Play Hard.
Yes.
And you are not working that hard there. For me, technically it is because it's socializing. That's hard work for me.
That is hard.
But it's always beneficial.
Yes.
But I'm always like, oh my God, I have to socialize again. Fantastic. So it's also where he plans in like a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't typically do. So for us, it was just a lot of like, we went to the Boston Stadium and we were in the batting cages.
That looked so cool.
Oh my God, it was so fun. We went and learned about art in a really cool, unique way. So we went to this museum and we had all these question prompts like that were really fun that we partnered up on.
Ooh.
It was like, find a piece of art that describes what your future is going to look like and tell why, tell the group why. So like, these were all prompts like this over and over. It was really cool. Or it was like, find somebody that you think you'd want to, a portrait of someone you think you would have wanted to interview and why, like, what would you have asked them? I know. What a fun way to do the museum.
I love that idea.
I know. Museum fun. Musi fun.
Musi fun.
So now we can be like, you want to have some musi fun?
And go to hit up the LACMA.
The LACMA in that way. There's nothing lacking at the LACMA. All right. The LACMA is a museum here.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was this weekend.
That's
lots of fun.
That inspired you to read more about
art. Back to that. Yeah. And so, a man came in at dinner time and he's dedicated his life to telling Leonardo da Vinci's story. Wow. And he has written a book on like the seven things that Leonardo like lived by basically. But I got a different book, the newest Leonardo book that's out, and he is so interesting. We could dedicate a whole podcast to him, but we'll do it another time.
Well, maybe I'll order that book on Amazon.
You will love it.
Or go to my local bookstore.
It's overwhelmingly awesome.
Wow.
I know.
Like, I don't know much about him except that he's amazing.
He was literally everything, like a Renaissance man, like literally did everything from being an athlete to being like brilliant to drawing like some of the first drawings of like human anatomy.
Bodies.
Yeah, really crazy. Like figuring out, like his journals would have crazy questions or crazy prompts. Like,
wow.
Like, okay, every Saturday, make sure you go to the baths and watch the men bathing. Because number one, either studied the body, but he was also gay. So like they talk a lot about how he has such unique, like interesting prompts. Like he's been criticized for being crazy, but as you read it, he's like not crazy at all. And they were like, why would he need a reminder to go look at naked bodies every Saturday?
Right. Like, yeah, that is,
I don't need that reminder.
Me neither.
Like if the baths are over there, like I'm there. You know?
Every day.
Yeah. Like baths on Euclid. That's, you know?
That's a great place to go on Saturday mornings.
It is. So if you need a prompt, you need a prompt, you got to go. Anyway, really random, but that's where I'm at right now. So I'll be sharing more of that. Oh, and I'm like the woodpecker's tongue. Like he randomly wrote a question, like find out how the woodpecker's tongue works. And if you don't know the story, do you know how a woodpecker's tongue works?
No.
This is so interesting. Oh my God. Okay. So a woodpecker has a super long tongue that what it does is because it's pecking and it needs to go in and get the bugs, number one, it has to be really long. But what it does is he's like, where does the tongue go? Because I'm sure he saw the tongue or something. Yeah. The tongue wraps up around the brain and coils around like four or five times to pad it as it pecks so that the brain does not get damaged. So when you look at it and you open it up, the tongue is all coiled around like four or five times in the woodpecker's head. And then once the hole is pecked, it goes all the way out and then juts back in and curls around the brain.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
And who would be like, find out how the woodpecker's tongue works?
Ah, yes, the woodpecker's tongue. I mean, that's fascinating.
I know. So interesting.
I never knew. I mean, I always knew woodpeckers were cool, but it's crazy what Mother Nature does.
Get ready for a wild ride.
Buckle up.
It's Toad's wild ride on this bus. It is. All right. Do tell. What have you been up to this week?
This week is great because one of my friends is here.
Oh my God, fun.
So fun. Well, she's on a business trip, but—
Is it fun for Annie?
It's fun for Annie is here. But it's nice just to, you know, have old friends and you can just pick up where you're left off and it's easy.
It reminds you of like who you are.
Yes.
And it feels so good to like feel ease around someone and you're like—
So nice.
Why can't I feel this way around everyone?
All the time.
Oh.
Because it's hard making friends.
It is hard
making friends. I
don't
know if you know that, Lori. You didn't write a book about it or
anything. I've got a feeling. I've got a hunch.
It's hard.
It is. What do you say if you want to make a friend here?
Would you like to go have coffee sometime?
That's pretty much what I say, too. I literally just did that yesterday.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What did they say?
Yeah.
They said yes?
Uh-huh. I know. We'll see how it goes from there.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm going to like pull out all the weird cards, see how it goes.
Well, you don't want to commit to a dinner or lunch date on the first one because it's like, what if it goes wrong? Coffee's safe.
That's too long. That could be like, what if you go with someone who wants a drink first, appetizers, and then dessert?
Whoa. Which all sound delicious, but you don't know.
It's so weird. It wouldn't be delicious at all if you're in bad company, though. You could literally get the best food in the world and the waiter could be like, by the way, this is all calorie free. And you'd be like, get me the F out of here.
This is so uncomfortable.
I don't care if this is calorie free pizza. Send it home. Put it in the box. Do you have a quote?
I do. It says, happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like.
Mm.
I like that one.
I like that too.
It's by I don't know who. It doesn't have a name.
Mm. That felt like going to the bathroom in a warm pool.
Ah, yes.
Ah.
Release.
I'm not getting out to go to the bathroom. By the way, I would never do that if you were swimming with me.
Unless
we had a lot of wine.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, there's chlorine in here. Yeah. Don't stress.
Don't stress. Just swim away.
There's so many chemicals. My urine is probably cleaner than the pool or better for you.
Did you ever get worried that when you peed in the pool, the red dye would come out?
Who told us that? Our parents? I heard purple dye. So I was ready to be like a squid up in here.
And sometimes you can't help it.
I'm making black ink pasta.
Pasta.
Have you had that, by the way?
No, it sounds good.
Oh, man. It's like super black pasta that they use the ink in the squid to color it with.
Oh, wow.
For real. But so it's usually rich. Like really amazing handmade pasta that is like the perfect al dente noodle.
Wow.
I know. All right. Quote. Let's see. There's a couple on here.
Okay.
This is Wayne Dyer. And it says, well, there's so many good ones. Let's just say, I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Oh, man, is that true. I think of all the, and don't freak out because there are days, like you get a free pass. Like there are days that you can definitely like be a big bee and you might only attract honeybees. It's fine.
That's true.
Because you still, it's like what you're thinking most of the time.
Yeah.
Because some people, when they start like the whole like positive mindset and everything, they're like, oh my God, yesterday I was thinking about fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And they're like, does that mean I'm going to get fill in the blank? And I'm like, no.
No.
Let me show you the science. I can't.
Yeah. You're not thinking bad thoughts all the time.
No.
No.
No, you're not. All right. Do we have a review? Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh, I like nice ones.
It's from So Sweet Shop.
Ooh, she run a candy store?
I hope so.
Me too.
She said, I just wanted to say that episode 338 absolutely cracked me up. This is my favorite podcast. Every single awesome episode. Thank you, Lori and Evans. I just really like that because she shouted out a specific episode.
Oh, I really like that too. 338. I believe that was the one that we thought we bombed.
Really?
Wasn't it?
Was that last week's?
I think so.
I think.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh man, thank God someone said something nice about it. I know.
I was like, I'm telling you, right?
When I felt awful after that. I was I did Lori the worst. I did a bad job.
Oh, I was like, I let Ecrad down.
I let Lori down.
I am not going to recover from that. Like it was, I had to go have a cookie.
Yeah. I had 10 cookies.
Oh, boy. Well, I spread mine out. Speaking of, I had a whole chocolate bar last night and a peanut butter cup and some ice cream.
That sounds really delicious.
I was having a rough night.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, yeah. Okay, way better. Okay. Sometimes you just got to be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
This is making me happy.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a little sweet treat. Yeah. It's all good.
It wasn't even like a bad day. It was an emotional day.
Yes.
So, and sometimes you just got to honor that.
Yeah.
Because it's called balance. And you know what's funny? I wrote a quote down of my own.
What?
This sounds so ridiculous now that I'm saying it out loud. You know those sentences that you're like, retract. Felt like the woodpecker's beep, tongue. Beep, beep. It was like all the way out, like, look at me. And then I was like.
And now it's coiled.
Pat the brain.
You wrote a quote down.
You find your balance in the extremes.
That's so true. That's a good quote.
I always find that I have to like find my edges and push beyond what I think is okay or possible. And then I'm like, wait, okay, I figured that out. That's gone too far. It's like when the pendulum swings so far both ways and eventually it will land in the middle.
That's right. You can always get back to that center.
Do you say pendulum or pendulum?
I say pendulum, I think. Pendulum.
I definitely don't say pendulum.
I don't say pendulum either.
A lot of people do say pendulum, and I think we need to find them and put them in a room.
You know what else is interesting? For a long time, you know the word pamphlets?
Yeah, pamphlets.
Pamphlets. A lot of my life, I thought it was pamphlets.
Do you have any pamphlets?
Excuse me, where are your pamphlets located?
They're like the IHOP is down the road. That is a breakfast food, I think. Could I have pamphlets and syrup? Could I have a big stack of pamphlets and syrup, please? I prefer butter.
Excuse me, where are your pamphlets?
Do you use Bisquick in these pamphlets? Ma'am, it's pamphlets.
Get out, ma'am.
PH usually is an F.
Nope. I was like, pamphlets.
It's very, do you know what I like it? It's very Southern. You're like, pamphlets and biscuits. You need to make a recipe that's pamphlets. Do we have a QQ?
Yeah, it's really good. It's from Alla Karpenko 1.
Alla Karpenko 1.
Alla Karpenko 1. I love her. Her question is having a college degree necessary to be successful?
It defines success because I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do you have one?
Oh, wait, I don't even know. College degree. Oh, yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I should probably know this because I hired you. I don't know. Yeah. Do you have one?
You got one of those?
Clearly, it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter.
No, I actually do not think it matters at all. Now, does it matter for your personality type and like what your life experience is? I think some people do require like that type of experience. But to be honest with you, I do believe that now parents block your kids' ears.
Yep.
And parents who feel the opposite block your own ears.
Yeah. Skip.
Just skip this part. But I can't, if I would have gone to school for anything, I don't even know what I would have gone to school for. Because
it's so hard to figure out when you're that young.
Especially for what I'm doing now, maybe business school, but like,
right.
You're figuring it out. There's no school that actually teaches exactly what this is, except I will say that I learned consistency growing up and hard work, and that's all is required for this position that I hold.
Yeah.
So
consistency and hard work.
Do I think so? Absolutely not. But man, you got it. I'm telling you, especially if you're going to be an entrepreneur or your own boss, obviously if you want to get in somewhere that requires one, yeah, you absolutely need one.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. If you're going to be an accountant, you should probably
absolutely learn long division.
Yeah.
I mean, learn it.
Get in there.
Yeah. I only know how to draw that like mark above.
Oh yeah. That little line.
Yeah. That says it recommends like this is how you where long division will happen. I'm like, that's a recommendation that I'm passing up.
That's a recommendation that I'm going to pass to you on this pamphlet.
You know why? Because I just write iPhone above those problems. I got one. All right. So before people tune out and realize they're listening to me, let's ask the next question. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you need a college education?
I think it depends. I have family members who have them and family members who don't. And they're equally, I mean, it just depends on what you want to do. Maybe if you don't know, college is a great way to learn about things and get that degree under your belt. But
it's exactly what you said. You literally said it perfectly. It depends on what you want to do.
Right.
Because if I want to go and work for someone else at some big corporation, guess what's not happening for me?
Yeah.
Probably that, unless you can bring some crazy life experience there. And usually they don't want to hire entrepreneurs anyway.
Yeah. So sorry.
They're like, you have trouble working for someone. Not going to happen.
Out of here.
Yeah. You're out of here. It's a corporation in Boston again. Because it's the only accent I'm okay at.
The corporation.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. This is from JoJo Knox 2323.
What is she knocking on?
She's knocking on your door to ask, what is one step you can take each day to make a difference in your future?
Oh, I would say two steps forward. One step back. Is that Paula Abdul? Yeah.
Ooh, I like
that.
We
come together because opposites attract, and you know. Do you remember with the cat?
I don't remember that video.
All right, you got to watch it. I think we made that. I don't think.
There was no
cat. The cat growls.
Oh.
Look at the cat's growling. Did your cat growl?
Yeah.
I would love if cats growled.
That would be cool.
They kind of do. Growl. Once Waffles went by a cat and the cat went. And I was like, that is a cue. And Waffles didn't leave. And I was like, that's a cue that cat's going to kill you. So yeah. I was like, it was a tiger. All right. I was like, that's a mini tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to this question. What's one step you can take?
Yes.
It depends on where you're at and it depends what it is, because I think that when you want to move forward, progress is so freaking small. It's like it's like when we're at Bliss and we're like, hey, where were you last year at Bliss? And people are like, I didn't feel like I made progress until I actually sat down right now and looked at where I was last year.
Yeah.
Because it's done in such small increments and tiny little things that it's like, you're not going to feel like you're making progress. So many people don't even try because they're like, this isn't going to make progress.
Right.
When really like switching from, here's one tiny step you can take. And then let's talk about like a bigger measurable step.
Okay.
Tiny step you can take if you want a healthier life, like stop putting creamer in your coffee and maybe try almond milk. I mean, that's it's true. That's it is that tiny that you're like, I'm just going to master not having this, you know, chunk of creamer anymore. And I'm going to cut out the inflammation of dairy and I'm going to move into almond milk.
Yeah. And almond milk is delicious. And they have lots of different kinds.
So many almonds.
A lot of different almonds.
Lots of flavors. There. It's like, where'd this almond come from? Tell me the variety. Yeah.
And then a year later, you're like, wow, I feel a lot better. My skin looks great.
Totally. And if you can't have almond milk, there's lots of nut milk.
Yeah. Oat milk.
Oat milk. If you haven't, I think that's a California thing and a New York thing.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
And I heard someone ask for oat milk and they got really disappointed when they didn't have it the other day.
Oh, people are crazy about it.
It's really good.
They're like the guy at the register is like, I'm so sorry. We don't have oat milk today. And I'm like, I'm not really upset because I still like almond.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think? Something.
I think a little step you could take is thinking like that Oprah quote, when you think about what you have, when you're grateful for the little, even if your life is just in the hole.
Yeah.
At least you could be like, hey, I'm alive today.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. Like if you're asking like one big thing that could change your life, it's to forgive yourself faster and get back on the trolley.
Get back on that trolley.
Because if you can lessen the time in between what you think is a failure to getting back on, your life will dramatically change. But when I really learned what it meant to like forgive myself and give myself grace, that is when my life started to change. Because like hating yourself into your goal or trying to sabotage yourself, like it was crazy when things would go wrong in my life, I would just start to eat and I'd catch myself and I'd be like, this is not what you want. Like go for a walk. And that was the only way to do it. And that started to dramatically change my life, not only in how I dealt with stressful situations, but like how I felt for the rest of the day, how I felt about myself the next day.
Right.
Because it's really like at the end of the day, how you feel about yourself. So I think the small step you could take is changing what you're thinking in your head. Like,
Start shifting those thoughts.
Totally. Always, every day, because it'll change everything.
I love that.
Do we have another cue?
Oh, yeah. There are so many great ones. More. I love helping others. Oh, this is from Andy_Ruth. I love helping others, but when my DM and text get to be too much, I resent it. Advice?
Okay. This is a speed round. So we both have advice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I would say, number one, let yourself off the hook to either not answer them or give yourself a specific time. So when DMs, like you teach people how to treat you. So Chris taught me this with texts. He's like, you know what? I only answer texts from this time to this time or after this time. So he could get a text from like five people freaking out about their business and they're underneath us, like in network marketing.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not answering this till after 11. I don't pop out of bed to answer a frantic text. Like they have the answers and they can figure it out.
Right.
And so that's one way is like, it's not a fire just because it's there on their timing. So yes, setting that boundary and making them learn. And that is the hardest thing you'll ever do, but it's so what hard. Everybody who manages their schedule and has sustainability does, because I'll tell you what's not sustainable is jumping at everybody else's schedule and timing. No. Oh my God, you'll never make it. You'll never make it as an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur has to have office hours in their life no matter what. And then the other one is with DMs and stuff, like that's your choice when you're answering that. It really is. Like it's up to you to either let that stress get to you or not. And people are not waiting for you to answer their inboxes. And also, I like hire someone. If it gets to be too much, like I think I'm going to have somebody go into my DMs soon and just for part of them, like, and leave the ones that are questions or anything like that for me, but just go through and weed that out because I'm not going to spend my life like doing something that makes me frustrated and resentful so that I don't share what is actually important to me to be doing in my life. Like I'm pretty sure God did not say, and I'm putting you on this planet to answer messages and be at everyone's beck and call.
Yeah.
That is your purpose, little lady.
That's what Siri's for.
Siri?
Yeah, she answers questions.
Oh my God. She answers questions all the time, like even non-prompted. She's like, excuse me, I didn't quite get that, Lori.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
whoa, Siri.
What do you need from me? What do you think? What do you do?
I think that it's letting go of that. I'm a huge people pleaser and just being able to, okay, some people are probably going to be disappointed that you didn't answer their question. It's okay. They'll figure it out. Just like you said, just letting go of maybe you're scared not to disappoint people because you want to answer everybody. Guess what? Somebody's going to be disappointed no matter what. It's all good.
You should start a label.
Yeah.
Called No People Pleasing Pants and like put them on, but they will be called No Pee Pee Pants.
How long were you thinking about that?
Just the last 10 seconds when I glazed over. I was like, when is she going to be done so I can share?
People pleasing pants.
So No people pleasing pants. So you, when you put them on in the morning, you're like, no, I've got my no pee pee pants on. So this is not happening today.
That'll be a good mental thing.
I know. Like put them on and be like, no pee-pee pants.
No pee-pee pants. I'm making these jeans.
You should. And put it on the back.
Yeah.
These are my no pee-pee pants.
Get away from me.
And it'll be a good reminder to not pee too in your pants.
Because sometimes it happens.
I do.
I do too.
If I laugh too hard. Yeah. Or if I go, oh my God, recently I was on a trampoline and I was like, am I getting older? Because that everything they talked about happened.
Some TTs.
Just everything let go.
Out.
Everything. Just kidding. Not everything. But a lot.
A lot of stuff.
Okay. On that note, I just want to say, if you haven't jumped on a trampoline lately, try it with a maxi pad on.
This is brought to you by maxi pads.
This ad is brought to you by pads.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, everyone. We love you and we miss you. Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.